USA News, I'm Lance Pry. North Korea's saber rattling started back up Friday. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea threatened to take unprecedentedly strong action against South Korea and the USA soon after South Korea announced a series of planned military drills with the United States to counter North Korea's increasing nuclear threats. The North Korean foreign minister called South Korea and the United States the arch criminals deliberately disrupting regional peace and stability. A judge released parts of a special grand jury report saying unidentified witnesses might have lied to jurors investigating former President Trump and the 2020 election in Georgia. The grand jury recommends that the district attorney seek appropriate indictments for such crimes if evidence is discovered. Trump claims total exoneration after the Georgia grand jury report was released on Thursday. 12-year-old Elijah Jordan Brown Garcia was at football practice playing with his younger brother's team when he collapsed and died.
He didn't deserve this. He was a good kid.
The boy's mother, Raven Brown, said it took an ambulance more than a half an hour to respond.
He has so much further to go. He had so much more time. He was supposed to be here.
She added, the coach isn't CPR certified and ran an errand at the time of the incident. Elijah's brother, Makai, was there.
He didn't get hit, like no contact or anything. He ran about like 20 yards.
New Jersey requires defibrillators at school-related events, but not independent recreational activities. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Consumer advocate Aaron Brockovich advised residents of East Palestine, Ohio, to believe their own instincts, as state officials claim there's no longer any air or water hazards from the train crash that burned toxic chemicals. Republican Governor Mike DeVine.
That water certainly can be consumed.
This is USA News.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
It's been a rough overnight for many passengers stranded in New York City's Kennedy Airport.
A little after 9 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, reports came in of several international flights that were grounded at New York's JFK Airport. Terminal 1 was down after an electrical panel failure that also caused a small fire. Airport signs have been without power there. Some airlines have resorted to writing out cancellation info by hand. The Port Authority says service in the terminal won't be fully restored until 9 a.m. Friday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara from the National Football League and three others were indicted by a Clark County grand jury in relation to an incident during the NFL Pro Bowl a year ago in Las Vegas, Nevada. The complaint alleges the entourage assaulted Darnell Green at Dre's nightclub on the Strip. 27-year-old Kamara is scheduled to make his next court appearance on March 2nd. A young child drops dead from a heart attack doing the sport that he loved. A 14-year-old boy died after being thrown from a bull during a rodeo held in North Carolina late last month. Denham Bradshaw was identified as the teenage bull rider, according to Rafter K Rodeo Company. Stokes County Emergency Management Director Brandon Gentry told the Winston-Salem Journal that the unit responded to a cardiac arrest around 8:24 p.m. that day, and there was nothing they could do. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.